You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Dogbone, get the most trusted Browns news straight to from the team to your phone, including insider videos, photos, player news, including the Browns 2015 rookie class and off-season team workouts. Download the official Browns mobile app for Apple and Android now and stay up to date with your team, the Cleveland Browns. We go back to the Ohio Business Machine's Hot Topic line, and we're going to talk to Bob Gretz, longtime Chiefs reporter, currently covers them for ChiefsDigest.com. Welcome to the show, Bob. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, my pleasure, guys.
It's good. First question for you is going to be centered around Andy Reid. And just as I looked around the league, Andy Reid's name is on some analysts' list for being kind of in a make-it-break-it situation. Do you believe that to be the case?
No, I don't. Not at all. The situation before Andy and John Dorsey arrived in 2013 was just about the biggest mess that you can imagine under Scott Pioli. And he ran the franchise into the ground. And when the Hunt family decided on replacements, they decided to go with some experienced guys and people who have been involved. And Andy Reid, certainly, while he hasn't won the big one, is as good a coach as you can find in the NFL. And I don't think, beyond his personal pressure, I don't think he has pressure from management to that he has to win this year or any situation like that.
In your opinion, you know, what held this team back from making the playoffs last year? And then what has been done to maybe allow the Chiefs to take that next step this year?
Well, the problem for them last year was their offense. And they could not score enough points. They could not produce enough yards. They had major offensive line problems. They had a group of wide receivers who played 16 games and couldn't catch a touchdown pass. They had Jamaal Charles. They had the emergence of Cleveland's own Travis Kelce at tight end. And they had Alex Smith. And that's it. That's all they had. And it wasn't enough. They proved that week after week. So the attempt was made to improve all aspects of the offense. They went and signed Jeremy Maclin to a free agent deal, a big one, which is not something the Chiefs do a lot of. They got Ben Grubbs from the Saints in a trade and to play left guard. They used the draft to get themselves another offensive lineman in the second round, Mitch Morse. He'll likely be in the starting lineup somewhere. And they devoted more energy, more resources to the offense. And it certainly was needed, and it will be interesting to see how it comes together.
Now, you focused on your playmakers. You said they went out and got Jeremy Maclin, of course, Jamaal Charles. Will this offense look differently because of some of the – I know a lot of it had to do with the weapons out there, but Alex Smith – throughout his career, you know, hasn't been the best deep ball down the field thrower. But Andy Reid with the West Coast offense is just kind of nickel and dimed. Is that going to be a lot of what we do, or will Jeremy Maclin coming in allow them to stretch the field the way that he did in Philadelphia?
I think that what will happen with the Chiefs offense with Reid, who still calls the plays, is that they will adapt to whatever they find a weakness in the chink of the defense they're playing. One of the things that you can never forget about the way Andy Reid approaches offense, and he is not, I tell you, other coaches that I've been around were the same way, especially another guy who knows Cleveland well, Marty Schottenheimer. The thing they drill into their quarterbacks' heads is don't turn the ball over.
Yes, sir.
And whether it's throwing, whether it's fumbling in the pocket, taking off and running and losing the ball, Alex Smith has done the last 2 years an amazing job protecting the football. That's first and foremost. So he's going to take less chances heaving the ball deep. There's no question he can do it. We've seen it. But he doesn't do it regularly. And if Maclin can show he can get separation, it may be something they use more often, but not to the detriment of ball possession and not turning it over.
Has there been frustration about Eric Fisher? I know it comes with a lot of pressure being a number one pick, but is he in a position to have a bigger season for the Chiefs?
He needs to simply because this is the first time when he of course, he was the number one choice in the NFL. He injured his shoulder early in the 2013 season and played basically one-armed for the whole season at right tackle. After the season, he had surgery on his shoulder. He also had surgery for a sports hernia. So going into the 2014 season, his rehab dominated his offseason. He really didn't have the kind of time to produce more muscle and more ability to handle NFL pass rushers, especially. Then they moved him to left tackle last season as well. As the season went on, he got better and better. And now, this offseason, he's been free and clear, no injuries, nothing to rehab. And it's an important season for him to be able to step up and show that he was worthy of his choice. And, again, that's one of the interesting things the Chiefs will be watching as the season progresses.
We're joined by Bob Gretz, longtime reporter for the Chiefs, as we continue to preview the opponents of the upcoming season for the Cleveland Browns. Bob, my question is a defensive question, and it's focused on, of course, Justin Houston getting that huge payday, Tamba Ali, you know, opposite him. But how vital is having Derek Johnson back in the middle going to be for this defense?
Well, it's going to be if he can return anywhere close to the level that he had played the last few years, it'll be huge. They can fill his role with a tackler. But one thing that Derek Johnson has always produced are big plays. And if you look at the Chiefs' inside linebackers last year, I'm not sure, with the exception of a half sack by Josh Maga in the last game of the year, I don't know that their inside linebackers had an interception, had any kind of fumble recoveries or forced fumbles or sacks. And Derek Johnson gives you the opportunity to get those kind of plays. Any defense wants those kind of plays. That's what defense lives for. The Chiefs actually had a very good year defensively last year without producing a lot of turnovers. And that was kind of amazing to watch. But if he is back, and in the preseason workouts, he showed that he could still burst. He still had his speed. But then he had some tendonitis problem in a knee that killed him out of the last 2 weeks. And that's something you're concerned about because he's going to be 32 years old. He's coming off an Achilles, and that's just the toughest injury to come back from at that age. And so he remains a question mark. But he did show early in the preseason OTAs and so forth that he seemed to be moving very well, and it wasn't the Achilles that eventually sidelined him, it was the knee.
Yesterday we were talking about competitive divisions in the NFL this year, and I picked the AFC West because I could see all four of those teams being in the mix near the end of the season. Do you see it shaping up that way, and how do you kind of see things playing out in the AFC West?
Well, I think that's a darn good question because when you see them all the time, first of all, the Raiders are improved. They have a head coach who's been there before, and he's trying to change that losing atmosphere around the Raiders. But I just don't think that they yet have enough talent to be a real contender. The Chargers, I don't know what to say about them. I think they have had talent, and then they seem to lose it. And then they're out scrambling around trying to replace some of their guys. And it just, I think I see them kind of running in the sand, kind of treading water. Denver, I mean, listen, we all know what Denver's about. Denver's about whether Peyton Manning can play 16 games in a healthy manner. And they showed last year when he got hurt. They stumbled, and I just don't think they are as deep a team as many others think. I think anytime you get a team and you try to build it through free agency, you got me wondering right there about just what you're getting. And they got some good play from some of the guys they got, but will they get it second year? I don't know. And the Chiefs, I mean, they were 9-7 last year. That was about what they were. They have a backbreaking early schedule, and if they don't get themselves in a hole, they have a chance. So I think really it's Denver, Kansas City, San Diego, and then the Raiders. But the Raiders will be improved.
They definitely will. Bob, thank you so much for your time, and thanks for joining us today.
Oh, my pleasure, guys.
That was Bob Gretz, longtime reporter for the Chiefs, as we continue to preview the opponents. That was going to be the last opponent that we'll preview for the Cleveland Browns as training camp starts next week, and Nathan and myself will be back. You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty 4 with Matt Wilhelm, Andrew Gribble, and Jason Gibbs. We will be right back for the Friday forecast.